Hey everyone, hope you're doing well. We've got a packed show today diving into some heavy topics, AI and warfare, healthcare and politics. Let's kick things off with something that's been all over the news, the role of AI and drones in modern conflicts. A lot of the conversation this week has been sparked by Yaroslav Ajnyuk, the founder of The Fourth Law. He sat down with Noah Smith on the Latent Space podcast to talk about his experiences in the Ukraine conflict and how drones are changing the game. Ajnyuk was in Ukraine right before the Russian invasion, scouting a church for his wedding. When the war started, he and his wife had to flee, changing their plans entirely. This personal experience led him to shift his focus from consumer drones to military applications, aiming to support Ukraine. He emphasizes how drones are becoming increasingly autonomous, from simple target tracking to full autonomy, making them more effective in combat situations. What's surprising is Ajnyuk's warning about China's dominance in drone production. He points out that China can produce and deploy drones on a massive scale, which could shift the balance of power in conventional warfare. This is a wake-up call for the West to invest more in defense technology and prepare for future threats. Ajnyuk also touches on the moral aspects of developing and using these weapons, arguing that it's necessary to defend against aggression and that technology supporting this defense is justified. It's a deep dive into both the technological and ethical sides of modern warfare. Switching gears, let's talk about AI in healthcare. Abridge, a company specializing in clinical intelligence layers, has been making waves. In a crossover episode between Supervised Learning and another podcast, Chai Asawa and Janie Lee from Abridge discuss their solutions for improving efficiency and reducing workload for doctors. Abridge started by documenting doctor-patient conversations to cut down on paperwork, and now they're expanding into clinical decision support. Chai talks about the importance of context and the high standards of accuracy and safety in healthcare. He compares the challenges at Abridge to those he faced at his previous company, Glean. Janie, the co-founder and COO, delves into the company's growth and the hurdles of integrating their tech into existing healthcare systems and electronic health records. Abridge is using a mix of their own models and third-party AI tools to enhance their solutions. They stress the need for personalized approaches that meet the specific requirements of different medical specialties and healthcare systems. The episode also covers the challenges and opportunities of AI in healthcare, like reducing latency and improving model accuracy. Abridge is working to ensure their solutions blend seamlessly into doctors' workflows without disrupting them. It's a fascinating look at how AI can transform healthcare for the better. Now, let's dive into the political side of AI. Congressman Don Beyer from Virginia joined the Practical AI podcast to discuss the challenges facing America and the world in AI regulation. Beyer, who is also pursuing a PhD in AI at George Mason University, gives us an inside look at the current state of AI policy under the new U.S. administration. He highlights the rapid advancements in AI technology and touches on the rebranding and restructuring of the National Institute for Standards and Technology into CASE. Beyer emphasizes the need for global cooperation in setting international standards for AI safety, suggesting a new kind of Geneva Convention for AI. He also talks about the job displacement caused by AI and the importance of retraining programs and social safety nets. The conversation covers a lot of ground, from the security and protection against AI-based cyber attacks to the ethical and existential risks of AI, including concerns about surveillance, privacy, and the alignment of AI systems with human values. Beyer mentions key figures like David Sachs and Mike Kratsios, who have been appointed to crucial positions, and the complex trade relationships with China regarding AI chips. He also brings up influential thinkers like Nick Bostrom and companies like Meta, NVIDIA, and DeepMind. It's a comprehensive look at the political and ethical landscape of AI, offering insights that are both informative and thought-provoking. That's a wrap for today.